quarter. The only points scored in the second half so far is USA with 6. They lead by 14. Bailey Hines in motion. And Tyman Morneau back to pass. And it is intercepted by number 22 of USA, Nathan Mielke, running this one back past the line of scrimmage, still on his feet, and finally gets forced out of bounds at the 45-yard line. He would have read that one from the beginning, and he makes Mad Axe pay with the interception at second of the night.
Yeah, USA calling a little blitz to force some pressure, and on the backside of that in pass defense, a little bit of a zone. Mielke sitting there reading the quarterback's eyes, jumped the route. He was so locked into Jared Brown down the field, didn't see Mielke at all, did a nice job picking that pass off.
And did a nice job turning around and looking for it.
Absolutely. Morneau ended up making the tackle on that play as well.
First and 10, Lindenberg back to pass, rolling to his left, has a man open. Number 80 is caught at the 40-yard line, steps out of bounds at the 37. Number 80, that's Garrett Nix, the tight end, senior, 6 foot. Brings in the pass and moves the chains for USA.
Yeah, and the smaller defensive back, Brown, in coverage, running stride for stride with him, but a good throw by Lindenberg, throwing it high and over the defender into the arms of Nitz. Did a nice job hauling that in and dragging his foot inbounds. Jared Brown forcing him out. Good play call by USA. Momentum on their side. Why not try for a home run down the field?
And a 14-yard reception for Nitz. First and 10 from the 39-yard line. It's a handoff to Seth Gangler, trying to get around the right end, dragging defenders with him for about 2 yards. Down to the 36-yard line. Matt McVay on that tackle for Mad Axe after a 3-yard gain, second and 7.
Yeah, Jimmy Nye not far away in the in on that play for Mad Axe.
3:15 left in the third. Mad Axe trailing by 14. USA trying to milk the clock with that 2-touchdown lead. Second and 7. Lindenberg hands it off to Brandon Harper. Around the left end, has room to run. Has the first down, down to the 25-yard line, inside the 20. And finally brought down at the 16-yard line. A huge run, which started at the 38. A 22-yard gain, enough for a first down and then some. And USA is once again inside the red zone, way down at the 15.
Yeah, number 62, Austin Wischlager, eventually ran him down, but not before a big gain by Harper.
A 23-yard gain according to the spot of the down. 2:50 left in the third quarter. First and 10, one wide each way. USA changing things up here a little bit. They have number 22 wide to the right, Nathan Mielke, one to the left, two men in the backfield. That's Harper and Gangler. Lindenberg under center. Handoff to Gangler right away. He drags three defenders all the way down to the 6-yard line, and the back judge throws the flag from a distance. That flag is currently on the 4-yard line. The line of scrimmage now is at the 7, depending on the flag, and it's a hold against USA, so don't even look at that. And USA is going to march back by 10 yards.
Yeah, and that's too bad, because that where that flag came from was way down the field, so an unnecessary penalty there by USA, kind of stalling a drive that's been going pretty good for them.
Should have been close to a first down. Instead, they are still at the 17-yard line, and now a second and 12.
Yeah, second and long upcoming here for USA with Mad Axe's back against the wall here with the end zone right in sight. Look for USA to continue to keep the ball on the ground with Harper and Gangler.
And Dave, you really haven't called Crotchet's number in a while. As it's a pitch out to Brandon Harper around the right end on the near sideline, down to about the 5-yard line when he's finally stopped forward progress. They say he's down at the 6-yard line, which started at the 18, a 12-yard gain, just shy of the first down by about a yard.
Yeah, the quarterback, Tommy Morneau, making the tackle for Mad Axe.
Second in the yard for USA at the 6. Two to play in the third quarter. 14-point lead for USA, trying to tack on 6 more. T formation from the right hash. It's a handoff to Mielke. Mad Axe is there to meet him at the line of scrimmage. Close to the first down at the 5. No word yet if it is a first down or not. It's a 1-yard gain, and they say it is 4th down.
Shane Stokin First there for Bad X.
Excuse me, third yard, third down. I was getting ahead of myself.
Are you calling it here, Clark?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I really don't know what I'm doing tonight, Dave. Third and about a half a yard coming up here for USA. Harper, Gangler, and Milky in the backfield. Lindenberg under center. Handoff to Gangler. Gets the first down, and he's in for the touchdown. USA. It's now 40 for the Patriots and 20 for the Hatchets with 1:11 left in the third quarter after a six-yard run from Seth Gangler.
Yeah, it's tough to stop these bigger tailbacks of USA. Both of them roll in around 6'2", 6'3", right around 200 pounds. They are just tough guys to stop.
Going for two here. They send one wide to the left, Garrett Nitz. To the right, Nathan Milky. And they have Gangler and Harper in the backfield. Back to pass, passing to his right. To Milky, brings in the pass. The two-point conversion is good. USA 42, Bad X 20, with 1:11 left in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Everybody get up.
Everybody get up. Hey, hey, hey. USA suddenly out to a 22-point lead, 42-20 over Bad X with 71 seconds to play in the third quarter. An update from the Harbor Beach Brown City game here as we get them. Harbor Beach 47-13 as a 33-yard pass touchdown to Josh Shelke in the fourth quarter, 10 minutes left there. So all the games starting to get a little widespread here. The last we heard, Vassar and Marlette were all tied up at 21 in the fourth quarter as USA is ready to kick off. Hayden Ewald left to right across the radio. Turning out to be a beautiful night. No rain thus far on a homecoming USA night. Ewald with the kick, and this one's a grounder to second base out to the 37-yard line. Picked up by Bad X right there. No return, and it's going to be first and 10 for Bad X right there. Mitch Kennedy covering the kickoff.
Yeah, low squib kick there, and it was bouncing around pretty good. Nice job by Bad X not to do too much with it, just cover it up and get the offense a chance to score a touchdown here.
1:10 left now in the third. As Bad X comes out, same formation for majority of the night, two wide each way. Morneau about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, gets the snap, looking to pass, keeps it for himself, gets to the 40-yard line, nothing more, about a 2, maybe 3 yard gain, second and 7.
Garrett Nitz on the stop for USA.
Second and 7 from the 40-yard line. 60 yards stand between them and a touchdown, trailing by 22 points. Working off just inside the right hash. Morneau with Heinz in motion. And a lot of commotion in the backfield. And Morneau goes down in the backfield for a loss of 3 yards on what appeared to be either a broken play or just good defense.
Yeah, it looked like at the end Morneau was going to try and run the ball there. Austin Harper, the junior, stopping that run play in the backfield.
Tonight's broadcast being powered by the Blazing Speed of Thumb Sailors 4G LTE network, now with the iPhone 5. As Bannix is facing a third down in 10 yards to go. And we have a timeout called by USA. Excuse me, that's actually the end of the third quarter. Not really sure what's going on here tonight. Folks, you're tuned to WLEW, USA 42, Bad X 20. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this.